Welcome to the Character Chronicles, the people's show, where we take the pulse of Eska Nation, brought to you by Nebraska Spine Hospital. And here's my gut reaction to Nebraska versus Ohio State. All right, my gut reaction is that of a, I almost feel like when I'm disappointed with my kids to the point where there's no point in being mad, you're almost just disappointed. You're just almost to the point where you're in the car ride home and you just don't say anything to them. And that's stronger than anything you could yell or scream at them. That's kind of how I feel at this moment in time. And it was funny at the very beginning of the game, as we first tuned into ABC and we're watching the game, Chris Fowler, I believe it was Chris, it was either him or Kirk, said that Husker Nation was hopeful. And he said, not confident, but hopeful. And I was like, wow, that's the best I've heard this described all week. The problem was the team played hopeful, not confident. There was more hope than there was confidence. And I felt like that was the perfect way to describe kind of how the team played tonight. Now, obviously we have a long way to go. I mean, that's plain as day. You know, Adrian Martinez, he has clearly not progressed at the appropriate rate that he should have from year one to year two. Now, Scott Frost, I've been harsh on him at times this year. And those people who think he should be fired, get out of here with that ridiculous crap. But to me, you have to be able, some people want to put Frost on a pedestal, like he's just untouchable. That's ridiculous too. You have to be able to hold people accountable, because if you don't, you're asking for problems. There's a checks and a balances, ladies and gentlemen. Now tonight, what I'm getting at is I thought Frost had some good play calls. I really did. Offensive line got their butts whooped. There was guys that were open. There were screen passes. There was passes down by the goal line. The guys were open. They just weren't good passes. I actually thought he had some good play calls in this game. Martinez just didn't play well. I won't be surprised if there's scrutiny on Martinez going forward. Nobody understands scrutiny at the quarterback position like Scott Frost. I mean, he was booed, people wanted him benched, and then look at what he did at the end of his career. He is the perfect guy to help Martinez during this phase and with coming back from this game. Now, you look at Ohio State. I mean, they talked about it throughout the game. If you were just to rank the teams based on how they performed so far this year, they should be the number one team in the country. I mean, they should. That's not an excuse for Nebraska. Ohio State's looked really good. If I were to rank the teams myself, I'd go number one Alabama. I'd go number two Ohio State. And then you can do whatever you want after that, whether it's Clemson or Georgia. Hopefully Ohio State can get in that college football playoff and represent the frickin' Big Ten this year. That'd be awesome. Now, the big question for me is, how do the Huskers respond? All right, how do they respond to this? Right, a lot of teams have nights like this, and a year or two later, they're a lot different team. Now, we're far from that, but there's a lot of football left to be played. There's a lot of season left to be played. All right, there's a culture that is supposed to be being built. All right, when you get hit in the face, it's not how hard you can hit, it's how hard you can take being hit and repeatedly being hit. And do you get up? And do you bounce back? And do you hit back? And do you fight back? Or do you lay down? Or do you start to whimper? Or do you start to give up? Do you tuck your tail between your legs? Do you just kind of metaphorically take your ball and go home? How does the team react to this? That's what I want to see going forward. Until next time, Husker Nation, go Big Red, and always remember to throw the bone.
Thanks again to our sponsor, Nebraska Spine Hospital. Ladies and gentlemen, when it's your spine, you do not want to mess around, and experience matters. That's why you can trust the experts at Nebraska Spine Hospital, the region's only spine-specific hospital. They are the best at what they do.